We're beginning this season of Lent. And it's a season in which we hear these words of Jesus said to us as ashes are given to us, repent and believe in the gospel. So what does it mean to repent? What's that word repent mean? That's all I mean here, yes. Feel bad for something you did wrong. In other words, we might say be sorry for our sin, right? Absolutely right. Is there another sense of, yes, what does it mean to repent? To make amends. To make amends. To try to heal a wound. Actually, what else might we do to repent? To forgive it. Forgiveness is definitely part of repentance. Right? Because we need to be forgiven. So we should forgive others as well. Yeah. All these senses of repentance are true. Is there another hand? Did I miss a hand? I missed one. Yes. Repent means to become poor. To repent means to become poor. What does it mean to be poor? What does it mean to be poor? What are some senses of poor? Yes. Not having a lot of money. Absolutely. We had money in this last week. I'll be somewhere. I'm not going to take it from my pocket. I've got $40 right here. $20, right? To be poor. Not to have money. Yeah. What else does it mean to be poor? Be low in self-worth. Yeah. A real affliction for many, many people in our world. Young and old. Yes, what does it mean to be poor? You don't have a lot of stuff. You have a cell phone to be poor? Maybe. These days sometimes. Or maybe I don't have an interesting new iPhone. Oh, this one. Keep this one. Yeah, right? Yeah, what does it mean to be poor?
Said in his second letter to the Corinthians, he
He said that Jesus Christ became poor. He became one of us so that we could become rich. And what did he mean by rich? He meant so that we could know that God the Father wants us to be his children, and that he loves us, and that he will give us all that we need, as was said here. He will give us all that we need to be truly happy. That's the great poverty, is when somehow or other we forget that we're loved by God as his very children. It's true. So today, as we begin this season of Lent, the Lord asks us once again to know that we are rich, to know that we have that wealth of being the children of God, the brothers and sisters of Jesus. And so what are we called to do? I would argue that what we're called to do by the gospel today is to become joyful, not poor and sad, not poor like those who don't know they're loved by God, not poor like those who don't have what they need, but to be joyful. That is to say, to give up a few of the things that distract us from this great truth. We are the children of God. Who here is doing some fasting for Lent? What are you fasting for, Mr. Schneider? Are you? I don't want to embarrass you. Okay. She's giving up something. And why is Mrs. Schneider giving up something? She's giving up something to help her better remember that she is a child of God. She is a daughter of her father who loves her. So that whatever that something is, doesn't distract her from the love of God. Who else is asking for something? Yes. The cookies and hot lunch. The cookies and hot lunch. I don't mean to be wrong, I just need to give something to give us. I have trouble. I ate probably 20 cookies yesterday just to make sure I had trouble. Give up those cookies. Why? To remember, to recall to myself that I am ultimately a son of God the Father, that he calls me to that richness, not to the richness of this earth. Who else is fasting from something? Yes. Video games. We had a video game controller in the box. I correctly identified it, by the way. You'll be happy to know. It was a Wii controller. I knew it. Okay? We give up the video games. Why? Are video games bad? Not necessarily. But they can distract us from the truth that we are children of God and that that is the greatest wealth that we have. Who here's giving alms? We talked about fasting. Who here's giving some alms? Anybody giving alms this morning? Are you getting some alms? What are you giving? Giving some money to the poor. Taking some of our money and giving it to someone else. It's a reminder of many things. It's a reminder that I'm a child of God and that that other person is a child of God. And they are both because of it. Yes, who else is giving something to the poor? Yes. You're giving up to your folks. Another fast, is there a call to say? Someone's giving something to my alms. You're going to give your sister one of your toy horses. Let me just suggest that this is a huge, huge gift of alms. Father Jerome has wanted many things that are in my room, and I still haven't given him any. It takes a lot to give these alms, yes? Yeah. And why do we give those alms? Once again, to remember that we are children of God, and the people to whom we give those alms, whom we give those gifts of food, or horses, or whatever it might be, they're children of God as well, and they're rich. They're rich because they're loved by God the Father. Who here's doing some prayer for Lent? Yes. You say a special prayer for Lent? What prayer are you saying? To make your sister feel better because she's sick. What a great gift to pray for our sister, our brother, when they're sick and ill. And my brothers and sisters, there's many among us who are sick and ill. What a great gift, a reminder that we are the children of God, and they are the children of God. So we offer prayers to them. Someone else praying? Did I see another hand up here? Yes. Who are you praying for? Do not let anybody die. Absolutely. And in the most important sense, to not let anybody die, I forget. I forget that they are the children of God and loved by them. Absolutely. Who else is praying? Let's see.
Recognize always and know and live as the children of God.